I wasn't ready for that.
Hi.
Hi, guys. This is our first mini-sode.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the thing that everyone's talking about.
Avengers.
Endgame.
That was Endgame for anyone who missed it. Yeah, we're going to talk about this. We decided to do it as our first mini-sode because I feel like there's too much content to talk about and also not enough.
Exactly. I agree. I don't have that many opinions on this. Allison and I are kind of like semi into it, I guess.
We're aware, but I didn't see all 22 movies.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I know what's going on. I went and saw it.
Yeah.
And was excited to see it.
Yes, it was very good.
It was good.
But yeah, we both went to the theater to see it. I haven't told you my theater experience yet.
Yeah, tell me.
So we went, my boyfriend and I, and we found like perfect seats. It was all great. We went at 11 a.m. It was awesome. And there was this old people behind us, and they would not stop talking about how they had not seen Infinity War.
Why'd they come?
I don't know, but they like spoke at full volume the entire movie about how they were confused. And I'm like, maybe because you didn't see Infinity War.
The movie you were supposed to see.
It was the worst. It was so bad.
I would say one of the only movies you absolutely had to see this movie.
I agree. It was really unfortunate. Because everything else was really great, except for them just badgering on and on. And the guy saying, who's that?
Who's that? She's like, I don't fucking know. I didn't see Infinity War either.
Yeah.
I didn't see Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Ant-Man and the Wasp was good.
It's cute. I didn't watch it.
I know, but it's cute.
I saw when you guys were watching it.
Yeah.
But I went to bed. Okay. So let's see. What hadn't I seen that I think impacted stuff?
There's a flash flood warning right now.
There sure is.
We were in a tornado warning earlier.
We were, but now we're out of it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I haven't seen Ant-Man. I haven't seen Ant-Man and the Wasp. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen Doctor Strange. I haven't seen Captain Marvel. I haven't seen Captain America Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Yeah, but I just kind of get it. It's like, okay, it's just... oh my God.
There's another tornado warning.
No.
That's so annoying.
I don't get those warnings.
Because I got the Weather Channel app.
Oh, I thought Apple just
let me look at it. I hope the sirens don't go off. If they do, then we're going to have to leave.
Have to stop.
Wait, now it just says severe thunderstorm.
Oh, maybe it was confused.
I think it might have been confused.
Or maybe it was a different county. Okay, but I get it. It's like Captain America. It's his friend. He thought he was dead. He's not dead.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Marvel. She's a girl.
She's badass.
Who has like the powers of a star.
Mm-hmm.
Ant-Man. He gets small. The Wasp. She gets small. And fly. Oh, Ant-Man can also get big.
Paul Rudd is incredibly charming.
Yeah, it's Paul Rudd. We get it. And and the Wasp, she gets small and she flies. And I think they have a romance of some sort.
Yes, they do.
They have a romance.
Have you seen Guardians of the Galaxy?
Nope, none of them.
Have you seen Iron Man?
Yes, all of them.
Nice. There's just people honking outside. Well, my boyfriend really, really likes Marvel movies. So we watch a lot of them.
Not me.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
All right. So what are okay.
What I mean, I like them.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they're fun. I don't love them or anything.
Yeah.
They're fine. They're fun. What did you think of Endgame?
I thought I was acutely aware of the fact that it was 3 hours long.
I was also acutely aware. People told me, you're not even going to notice the time. About a third of the way through, I was like, I want to leave.
About the time we hit Tokyo.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, we're not even halfway done. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really long.
Let me see. I actually really did enjoy it. I did cry. Although I think that... Okay, here's the thing. Here's why I don't like Marvel movies, but also why they're kind of good. So Marvel... First of all, I think all superhero movies are just the Westerns of our time.
True.
So it's just a formula that you plug and chug, and then, that's how you get the end.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't really think is great movie making. However, Marvel the superhero movies do have down to like a, like they have it down pat, the exact right combination of things to make you cry, to make you laugh, to make you feel sympathy for characters that you really don't give a shit about at all.
Yeah.
Like, they have some of the most underdeveloped characters. Considering this movie, these movies are like literally have taken 10 years to make, you'd think like their characters would have a little bit more depth. They don't.
You know what I thought was interesting, though? They really kind of added depth into Thor because, no, they made him like an alcoholic and depressed and have PTSD from this whole battle.
I hated it because it just didn't fit at all. I was like, of all the people, I thought Hawkeye.
No, because Thor is emotion based. He's the god of thunder. That's like his point. He is like,
but he's never been emotional.
Yes, he has.
Oh, hardly been emotional through the whole
thing. Have you seen the Thor movies?
I've seen two of them.
Ragnarok is incredible, and he has so much character development in that movie.
That's good. I do feel like they gave a lot.
Ragnarok is directed by the guy who makes Into the What We Do in the Shadows.
And Hunt for the Wilder People.
Yeah.
Oh, love that.
I love that movie.
But the thing, I think the reason I didn't like the thing with Thor is I was like, for one, he like never snapped out of it ever. This is the fucking culmination of 22 movies. You think he'd like get over it, and he didn't. He would just at the end, he was like, well, I don't know what now. And then also the thing he was sad about had nothing to do with Thanos. He was like, my mommy died.
Oh, you're going
to
cry about it? Your mommy died?
Get over it, okay? I get it. Your mom died a while ago, too. You're still upset about it? You're still upset about your mommy? She's been dead forever. Like, Hawkeye lost his three children and wife, statistically, not in his favor at all, considering only 50% of the population wiped out. He lost everyone.
No, yeah, that sucks
for
him.
And you don't see Hawkeye out here bitching and moaning. Hawkeye fucking got it together. He fucking went with Black Widow, and he fucking took care of business. Thor got fat and drank a lot and did nothing.
Because he's depressed.
Sucks to suck, doesn't it?
Jesus Christ, you just covered Silver Linings Playbook.
Captain America, I'm sorry, this is Thor, the God of Thunder, not you know, Bradley Cooper as a regular man. Captain America, it was so fucked up that the hammer was like, well, somebody else has to be able to pick us up because Thor is so fucking useless.
Yeah, that's kind of sucks for...
So they gave Captain America, the man without a personality...
The most vanilla of all the Avengers.
Of all the Avengers.
He's so annoying, I can't handle him.
We all agree that Captain America is the one with the least personality.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got the hammer now. Great. Okay. That's because the hammer was like, fuck, the only way we're going to win this is if Thor gets off his ass, and that's clearly not happening.
Yeah.
So I guess Captain America has to be able to wield me. I was like, is this really what we're going for? Is this it? Anyway, I do feel like they gave more development to Black Widow, which was cool.
Yes, and Hulk. I thought that he kind of like finally had an integrated personality, and I think that it was really cool.
I feel like Hulk and Black Widow always suck in the movies because they're very one note.
Yeah, they don't give them a lot of time.
No, and it's always like, oh, Hulk doesn't want to be the Hulk. There we go. Yeah. And oh, Black Widow, she's lonely. Here we go. I was glad that we finally got some actual character depth to them.
Yeah, she talks about how like they're her family and stuff a lot, which is nice. And then also
she got like jokes and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, they gave her lines where she wasn't just being fucking depressing. That's cool.
She's a sad girl.
She really is. I always have hated Black Widow, not because I hate her character, but it's just like, god damn. It's like Captain America. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, you're so one note.
Yeah. That's what I don't like about some superheroes is that they are too one note, and just because they're supposed to be heroes in that definition. And well, like,
and the other thing too is if it's like one thing for me, like someone like Doctor Strange, who's only had one movie, pretty recent.
Doctor Strange is such a good movie though. I really liked it.
It's one of those things where it's like, eh, he's kind of one note, whatever.
Yeah.
He's not that important to the plot for this movie. But if you've been in every single Avengers film and you've been in other films, like, could you not give them, you know, 5 minutes per movie to flesh out their character?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? What else did I like about it?
I thought it was really pretty.
Yeah, it was.
The music was good.
Mm-hmm.
I
fucking hate Star-Lord. I can't get over it.
That's funny. I think what I took away from the movie, honestly, my biggest takeaway is that Bradley Cooper is such a talented voice actor. Can we all agree that he is just so talented?
I told you, every movie Bradley Cooper's in, you're always surprised that he's good.
Isn't he amazing in this,
despite
though?
Despite the fact that you know Bradley Cooper's good, you always go, Bradley Cooper, what a great job.
He does. That voice he does, he is awesome.
Good. He is good.
Rocket's a fully developed character because of...
Rocket's more developed than Captain America.
No, yeah. No,
he
is.
He's a fucking raccoon. He is... a literal fucking rocket.
Listen, all we know about Captain America, he loves that one chick.
And he loves America.
He loves... And that's, he loves America's ass.
God bless America. Yep.
I think Ant-Man is like the Britta of, like, from Community. Speaking of Community, the Russo brothers directed this.
Hell
and
yeah,
so
baby.
There are a ton of Community characters in all of the movies that they directed because they got them from the Community. Paintball episodes. Yeah.
They do a good job. The Russo brothers do a really good job.
They do.
Did not like Captain Marvel. I felt like they built her up so much, mm-hmm. and she just had her movie, so I was like, surely they're going to capitalize on her movie, and they're going to be like, we just had her. Everyone's like, oh, you got to see Captain Marvel. And then she was barely in the film.
Yeah.
She's literally barely in it.
I was also disappointed by how little she was in it. People give that movie so much shit, but like, yeah, it's cheesy. Yeah, it's all girl powery, but I like that. Okay?
Yeah.
I like it. I am into it.
I haven't seen Captain Marvel, so can't speak to her.
She has a
from
really
just this movie. She has no personality.
No, she has a really great fleshed out personality that they did not show off in this.
No, they really, really did.
And it was really upsetting because, like, there's this in her movie, there's this whole thing where she's fighting for this side in a war, and mm-hmm. then she realizes that her side is actually like the bad one.
Careful spoilers for Captain Marvel 2.
Oh shit, sorry. And it's really emotional, and she kind of has to have a moral, metamorphosis, and it's really cool. But, they did not utilize that as much as they should have. But I think it was because it's supposed to be about Iron Man and Captain America.
Well, it's supposed to be the original Avengers or whatever, but at the same time, they really built her up, and I thought she was going to play a larger part in defeating Thanos.
Yeah.
She really didn't do much.
Yeah.
I mean, she showed up, helped Tony, good stuff, thank you. Also, I was like, I thought the space thing was going to be more of the movie, but that was taken care of in the first 2 minutes. And then she just shows up at the end, destroys the ship. What I really thought was going to happen is, because they talk about how the Infinity Gauntlet is too powerful or whatever, I thought she was going to be able to handle the Infinity Gauntlet. And
yeah, because she's a star.
Yeah, and she would ultimately be the person that was able to bring everyone back,
mm-hmm.
Even though other people may have had to, especially because she talks herself up so much in the movie where she's like, well, I'm off to defeat Thanos. And they're like, okay. And she's like, nobody can defeat Thanos. So like, we all tried. And she's like, well, you didn't have me before. And I was like, you said so much, or you didn't even help.
Yeah.
All you did is hit Thanos for a while till Iron Man got there.
That's such a writing issue, though.
It really is. To like bring that up, to like almost foreshadow that.
Yeah.
And then to not play on it at all.
Yeah.
And I get Robert Downey Jr. wanted to be killed off so he doesn't have to be in any more fucking Marvel movies.
I understand.
Trust me, Robert Downey Jr., I get it.
We're very excited for your new movies.
But also, why did they build that up for Captain Marvel so much? And they built it up in the advertising too. And then for her to just like be in literally like probably 20 minutes of the 3-hour movie.
They did not utilize Brie Larson as an actress either. She's phenomenal.
Yes,
like, have you seen Room? It's great.
They really didn't. That's the only thing anyone ever says when they say Brie Larson's a good actress.
Also, have you seen United States of Tara? Because that's pretty good. She's really good in that. She's funny. Also, Community. She's good in Community.
Hell yeah, I love Community. Everyone's good in Community.
Everyone is good in Community. Speaking of which, Yvette Nicole Brown and Ken Jeong are both in this.
I know. They were so cute. I mean, they're only in it for 2 seconds.
Yeah,
but
they're cute.
It's fun.
It's fun. It was cute. Yeah, did you see Captain Marvel's black pantsuit in the funeral scene? Because, like, holy shit, it's, like, top-notch.
It is.
It was, like, amazing. Costuming was good.
Did you see Captain America's ass?
Yeah, it was pretty nice. Even though he's bland.
He is bland, but he is hot.
Yeah.
It's sad, too, because Chris Evans isn't really a bland actor.
No, you know who's way hotter, though? Mark Ruffalo.
I love Mark Ruffalo.
He's so good.
I come back for him, even though he's never fleshed out.
He's fleshed out in this one.
It's true. He finally got over his weird thing that he's had for 10 movies.
That was a really funny scene whenever he was getting a picture with the kids.
Oh,
and
so
then
cute.
Ant-Man was like, leave.
You want with Ant-Man? Who? Okay, yeah. Paul Rudd. Can't hate him.
He's just,
he's down to earth. You know why? It's because he's from Missouri.
That's true. Woo-woo.
Woo-woo. It's because he's from Missouri. You want down-to-earth-looking actor, feeling actors? He's probably not, but you want him to feel like that?
He goes to Royals games and stuff because his parents still live up in KC.
That's because he's down-to-earth, baby.
Midwestern boy.
He's just a good old Midwestern boy.
He is.
Brad Pitt.
I love Tom Holland as Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He wasn't in it a ton, but obviously.
He was dead.
But he's great. He's very good at it. I'm excited for Homecoming.
I did
not
think
Homecoming.
That
Far From
Thanos
Home.
Was...
disappointing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, so first off, the last movie, it was so hard to kill him. We had such a problem.
I know.
Understandable. He had Infinity Stones. He didn't know what you were dealing with. This movie, you know what you're coming to. So what do? We kill him in 2 minutes.
Yeah, because Thor gets too over-emotional.
They literally, flop, he's dead. Okay. And then he comes, then past Thanos, 2012 yes. Thanos comes. And we again seem to think that we have no idea what we're up against. He also doesn't have any Infinity Stones this time. Mm-hmm. And we have all the Infinity Stones. And yet we still struggle.
Yeah. Is it because that they just don't want to misuse the Infinity Stones so desperately that they don't use them? Is that what it is? That's what was my impression.
I think it's a writing error.
Okay.
Or an afterthought.
Yeah.
It just seemed strange. That it took us, it was so hard to kill, that Thanos was the main villain again. Yeah. And we didn't just struggle more to get the Infinity Stones. I thought that would be.
Yeah, it was just such a long movie. I was just so aware about what time it was.
We really were. I thought that we'd spend more time with getting the Infinity Stones. Mm-hmm. And on also Gamora coming back. Okay, because here's the thing. Here's what I don't like. If everyone with the Infinity Stones that got snapped away comes back, good, okay. But we can't bring back people who didn't die from the Infinity Stone.
Yes.
AKA, we can't bring back Vision, we can't bring back Black Widow,
mm-hmm.
and we shouldn't be able to bring back Gamora.
But she wasn't brought back.
I know, but
she
it's
was
her past self. But why didn't we just go get a past Vision or a past...
because they weren't there.
Scarlett Johansson. Yeah, but we have the Time Stones. We can do whatever we want.
I don't know. Is it because that they just don't want to like break like their heroes, so they don't want to like play God or whatever?
I don't know. Because then it didn't make sense because Mark Ruffalo says, I tried to bring her back to the Scarlet Witch lady. He says, I tried to bring her back, but it didn't work. And I was like, what do you mean it didn't work? Gamora's here. She got sacrificed to the Soul Stone. She's here. Just go get her a minute before she sacrificed herself.
I don't know, man. I think
possible.
The audience had already accepted her death.
So I accepted Gamora's death last episode.
Yeah.
Last movie. She's back. I understand it's for Star-Lord, but you know what? Star-Lord deserves to suffer because he causes us Thanos, the first movie.
That's true.
Star-Lord fucked up.
I love Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah, me too. I love Groot too.
Yeah, me too.
So glad he's back. Love Groot.
I thought that good for Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, good for saying enough is enough.
Yeah. I talked to a bunch of like really hardcore Marvel fans and they were really happy with it. They kind of thought that it was almost like fan written. It was so good.
Huh.
Which was sweet.
What about how do the Infinity Stones
work? We're not super fans.
How do the Infinity Stones work, Marvel fans? I'm very confused. Because then he says, you can't change the past or the future. You can only get them to undo what's done. And I'm like, okay. But so that kind of to me explains Vision, at least, like why Vision can't come back.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not like Thanos didn't use the Infinity Stones. He did. It's like in the movie, it's like timeline. Our timeline is Thanos used the Infinity Stones. We get the Infinity Stones. We reverse it. Everyone comes back. But Thanos still used them. Mm-hmm. So all the damage he did to get them still applies. But why is Gamora back?
Because it's a time heist, Allison.
It doesn't make any sense. If it's a time heist, why can't we go get everyone? We can if we can bring back Gamora. Otherwise, it's like, well, time heist. The rules say she can't come back because she was sacrificed to the Soul Stone. And then if she was never sacrificed to the Soul Stone because she her past self stayed in the future, he could have never gotten the Soul Stone.
I don't know, man.
She has to go back. I'm sorry, but Marvel, she has to go back. She has to go back to the past and be sacrificed. That's the only thing that makes it work for me.
Please, guys, Marvel fans, please, like, clear this up for us.
I hate time movies. I hate them.
Yeah, time movies are confusing.
It's too much to keep track of, and the writers can never keep track of it.
I like whenever they, they kind of roast all the time movies in the movie, though. That's fun.
That is funny. But then they fucked it up just like the other time movies. So maybe that's what the point. Hell? No, it's not. It's not the point. It upsets me because, listen, and I understand I can only point out the plot holes because I didn't write it and I'm looking for stuff to critique. But I hate time movies because they always have something wrong with them. There's always something that doesn't make sense in the time that you've established.
Yeah.
So Marvel fans, if they did a good job, please let me know. I mean, they did a good job.
It was moving. It was entertaining. It was good. I liked it. I had a really good time watching it.
Me too.
It was long, but the payoff was great.
It was good. It was a good movie.
And I enjoyed it. But we have some problems with it.
But how does the time work? I'm confused. What do the Infinity Stones allow us to do? What do they not allow us to do? Captain Marvel stayed in the past and became old again.
Can someone, like, draw us a some sort of visual device?
Yeah, if you could, and then post it on the Facebook, that'd be great.
Yeah, thank you. Do all of our work for us.
Please, I don't want to do any of... I don't want to watch any more Marvel movies. I don't want to... I think they shouldn't make any more. I think they should shut down as a company.
Really? Disney just owned it. You know Disney will never, pry their cold, dead hand, their cold, dead, gloved hand off of the Marvel universe.
You'll have to kill Mickey Mouse before you do that.
Well, I mean, we're all going to be drinking Disney brand water in a couple of years. Good. So, you know, Allison's really ready for that Disney overlord to take over.
I am. Because you ever been to Disney World? So efficient. Such a good time. I think Disney will save the world, like, from climate change. Maybe not from, like, 1984 oppression, but from climate change, Disney's not going to want the world to explode because they want to keep making money.
We need to wait for old Walt himself to become unfrozen.
Mm-hmm. And when he does, let me say, I'll be the first to shake his hand, but my Jewish boyfriend won't be able to ever meet him.
Oh, he's so racist.
Whoops. Well.
No, I said he's so racist.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't calling you racist.
No, it's okay.
I wasn't calling you racist. I love you.
I love you, too. Sorry if this made any Marvel fans mad. Again, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, this is who we are. This is just our initial reaction. We're not, like, fans. We just...
No.
It's like the people who watch Game of Thrones, like, the last season and don't watch the rest of them.
I'm a casual fan of Marvel.
People who, like, watch the last couple of Harry Potters.
Yeah. Or, like, who saw Harry Potter, but they kind of talked through it.
Yeah, at the people behind me.
Yeah, it was a good time. Let's cap it off with an IMDb review.
Ooh.
Yeah, let's see. Did I do whole? We're recording holes after this, so. Can't remember which one is about Infinity War. Oh, I found it. I remember. Okay, so I did two. This first one's only two sentences.
Okay,
cool. But I thought it was funny.
Okay.
Because I agree. It says 7 out of 10. That's not fair to Thor. Any one of Thor's fans wouldn't accept Marvel's adaptation of Thor. They ruined Thor the character just for making him as the funny element of the film. Agreed.
He was sad.
Get over it. You're the god of thunder. Help out.
But he's emotional.
He's been helping this whole time. And then for the last movie, he just taps out.
Because seeing all those people die was too much for him.
Woof. You think it wasn't rough for everybody, Thor? You're a fucking superhero. That's what makes you a superhero. Get over it.
Maybe he's not a superhero anymore.
I'm not asking regular old Joe Boy to come step up. I'm asking you,
God
of Thunder, to step up and do what needs to be done and then cry about it later. Also, I'm like, okay, hold on. We're back to Thor. So
we're not done yet.
We're not done yet. So Thor, you have a chance to bring back everyone, and basically undo what you think your mistake was. And instead of wanting to help with that, you just were like, I don't know, I just want to have a Pabst Blue Ribbon. I don't want to do anything. Get off your ass and try. And then if that doesn't work, you can go, I don't know, you can drink yourself to death. I don't care. No one will care. Everyone will be dead. Who will care? Nobody. But you could at least try. And instead, you have one mission, and the raccoon has to do it for you.
Because he's a badass. I thought it was going to be really weird for a minute, actually, because they mentioned, like, Thor, like, going to seduce Jane. And then I was like, oh, my God, is Rocket going to go seduce Jane? And that's, like, exactly where my mind went to. And then I was like, why would they do that? They wouldn't do that. And then I felt guilty about thinking that.
Well, now we all know that.
Woof.
Okay, this is the other one. 3 out of 10, the most expensive Fortnite advertisement.
Sorry, that was a really loud laugh. It was funny, because they are playing Fortnite.
True. Just when you think they couldn't make a worse movie than Doctor Strange, they throw this at you. It's an action movie that tries too hard, way too hard to be complex, and then fails at it. Ignore the terrible attempts at humor and the extremely useless first hour. Even then, it felt way too long. It's not like the cast is bad. There are good actors in there. But either way, they are never utilized or given... Or they are given such flimsy characters that I don't know who I hated more. The actor for taking that role or the character for being that bland. Someone hates Captain America. And the more than obvious from a million light years away attempt at shoving feminism and racial equality down your throat. It looks awful and felt like they were making fun and not supporting it. Like they just wanted to cover all their bases and earn the most points from their grandest money cow. Absolutely ridiculous. And the video game ad, it's the secret life of Walter Mitty all over again. And the story, well, there's no point to it. It's just filler and mainly build-ups to that ending that was too underwhelming and had nothing unique anyway.
That was brutal.
She made some good points.
I don't know.
I don't know if I give it a 3 out of 10.
But I don't think I give it a 3 out of 10.
I give it like a 6 out of 10.
Yeah, me too.
I thought about this the other day. Someone pointed it out to me, so I didn't think about it, but somebody told me about it. And it was that when you use a 1 out of 10 system, nobody ever goes like below a 5, really. Like a 5 is like what people consider the lowest. And then it's like 6 is like, oh, pretty bad. 7's decent. 8 is like pretty good. 9's like really good. And 10's like perfect.
Interesting.
I know. So I was like, why don't we use the 1 out of 5 scale? So I'm trying to actually use the 1 out of 10 scale the way it should be, which is like 5 is the middle.
I mean, we gave God's Not Dead a 1 and a 2.
True. So I think we're using it well.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we should just keep monitoring ourselves and making sure we're being honest about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Well, thanks for our mini-sode.
Yes. And thank you to Stella and Molly for, never mind, that is for the next episode. Cut that out.
Losers. Thanks to everyone who wanted us to do this. Sorry, we don't care enough to do a whole episode, but follow us on social media.
That's the way things are.
Send in your listener requests, and maybe if we don't like them enough, but we like them a little bit, we'll do a mini-sode on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not horrible. Good luck.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh. Give me a minute. Why is he? It's been 30 minutes.